a vibration. And when you observe it, you begin to offer a similar vibration. And most people offer most of their vibration in response to what they are observing. Now, so that means if there is something good that you see, and you were to give that good thing your undivided attention and use it to tune you into vibrational alignment with who you are. In other words, you could use anything that is pleasing to you as your excuse to get into the vortex, just like you could use anything that's not pleasing to you as your excuse to get out of the vortex. So your observation of what's going on could result in you having similar cycles to whatever it is that has your attention. And so if you're focused upon world events, or if you're picking upon the energy of the world in that sense, then that would be logical. But we also want to say that because this is such a magnificently diverse environment with so many people, with so many different vantage points, we want all of you to understand that you need not ever worry about the well-being of this time-space reality, because the spread of the diversity and the balance of the asking and the balance of the coming and the going of the energies, in other words, new energy being born, old resistant energy croaking, those like you coming into alignment, in other words, the balance of well-being of your time-space reality is huge in comparison with what's going on that you don't like. So now we want to speak specifically to you and say, and we would say this to anyone, rather than even hinting that the tides are being affected by you or that you are being affected by the tides, if you'll just identify and manage the vibrational gap between who you really are and who you're being in this moment, you'll always be standing at the right place at the right time. And you'll also always receive the information that is most in keeping with well-being. We think that it's a diverse enough world and your own experience has enough variety to it that you could focus into anything. Any of you could focus into anything and find things to cause you to be in alignment or things to cause you to be out of alignment. Because in every particle of the universe is that which is wanted and lack of it. Now, specifically to you, you can walk into a room, anyone can, and you observe what's going on in the room much more than with your physical senses. You can feel the vibrational frequencies of a room. Mm-hmm. And if you are tuned into who you are, then you will elicit from the room only that which is a vibrational match to your tuning. So whether it's a room or the mass consciousness of the planet, when you're tuned to who you are, then you elicit from it that which is a vibrational match to you. And that really is what the power of influence is. The power of influence is being in tune with who you are and focusing upon something that has meaning to you and holding yourself in vibrational alignment with who you are while you are focusing. Now, there are many, and you made a little bit of fun of it too, there are many who would say, how could you be so bold as to even speculate that you as one focuser could have the influence that could affect the outcome of an election? And we say, when you tune to source, two things happen. You also rendezvoused with so many others that were in that vortex with you. In other words, you cannot ever be singular, because when you get in the vortex, you get in there with everyone else who is in alignment. And so we would say that, yes, collectively, there are enough of you that were in there that you did affect the election. In other words, now there are many others who would say, well, but you affected it the wrong way.
Yeah, something that occurred to me was I thought, okay, so these are things that, you know, events in the world that I like, but it's not necessarily something that somebody else thought was wonderful.